Okay, so we're flashing back to the late 90s and the early 2000s with our next guest on the 10 Question Sit-Down, alumni Steve Webb. Webby, thanks so much for joining us. These are a lot of fun. And the first question I have for you is, when you look back on your career, can you tell me about the game that stands out in your mind as maybe the best game that you've ever played?
I wish I had one whenever we won the cup, but I would have to say the Toronto series against the Toronto Maple Leafs is probably my best game that I've ever played. It just came natural like that night, and things just kind of aligned up, and it was electric in the building.
Do you remember specific instances or players that you were on the ice with?
Oh yeah, it was basically the 2002 playoff series with my team, with, you know, with Alexei Yashin and Osgood and Adrian Acoin, Gar Snow, you know, Michael Pekka and Batesy, of course, Cairns, even Parrish, but Brad Isbister. But yeah, I think going up against the Leafs with Darcy Tucker and Corson in the lineup, they had Brian McCabe, who I just attended his Stanley Cup party with, now with the Florida Panthers, you know what I mean? Kind of hurts that he had it here in Long Island, so hopefully we'll get that changed someday. And so that was probably the most memorable time.
You were a three stars candidate that night as well, right?
I was. I definitely was. Being a guy that played, you know, you play minimal minutes, and to get recognized in that manner in this building, and to get the recognition to say I contributed, you know, enormously in a short amount of time of shifts.
Who do you think is the most underrated player in the NHL right now?
It's hard. I know they get overshadowed by the superstars, a lot of the players. I just think that the guys that play the two-way game and still produce a lot of points and that are really effective in their own zone are the guys that come to light, you know what I mean, in that conversation. I'm trying to, you know, you try to think about a few of the guys that kind of get, you know, shadowed with their skill set and their abilities. But I'd have to say somebody, I think Jonathan Drouin, you know what I mean? I think it's a little bit, you know, underappreciated for the amount of work that he does and the role that he plays.
You do a lot of work with your charity here on Long Island, and you're at New York Islanders games quite a bit. You're around the fans all the time. You were a huge fan favorite as a player. Let's say a fan wants your autograph. When's the best time for them to approach you?
Anytime. I have no, unless I'm in a conversation with somebody else having a conversation, I would have to say, because I don't want to be rude to the conversation we're having, I say anytime.
Were you ever pranked by an Islanders teammate?
Yes.
I need the story.
We used to do quite a bit of this stuff. I've had a few go arounds. I'm trying to think of when we were down in the minors, I had a player named Sean Haggerty, and he lived in the complex with me, and we were out. I was out with my other another person on my team, and we were at the movies, and it was like a 3-hour movie when I was on. I think it was maybe Titanic. I don't know what we were doing at Titanic, but we were there. And I got home, and there was a message on my answering machine. And it was, I said, it was Mike Santos, assistant GM, New York Islanders. So excited to call you up. Here's my number. Give me a call. Look forward to it. Meanwhile, I missed all the flights out already that night. And I look forward to seeing you. He goes, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning. So I panicked, went around, and I basically, this is when cell phones first came out, got a hold of Mr. Santos, and he just said, Webby, he goes, sorry, bud, that didn't happen. You're not coming up. You're not getting called up. And so I knew exactly who it was as soon as it happened.
That's amazing. Talking with Steve Webb here on the 10 Question Sit Down. Steve, when you were playing, what was the best medicine after a really tough night at the rink when you got home? How'd you get over that?
I usually had some roommates when I played. So, we break it down, talk about it pretty quickly after the game. And then, you know, you got to move on. You got to think about it. You got to prepare for the next situation, the next series of opportunities to perform a lot better. Right. So I think it's on the individual player to take the accountability in order to show up the next time after they have one that maybe they're not too happy about.
Which athlete do you admire the most outside of the game of hockey?
I appreciate guys that put, you know, like Steph Curry is one that stands out to the most. I just love the details that he puts in and the lessons that he showcases about teaching individual younger athletes, you know what I mean, how to get better. And the amount of work that he put into getting his, you know, his 3-point shot to where it is today. It wasn't overnight, and he works on it every single day. I think guys like that, anytime you can see stories about that, I think those are the guys that kind of inspire me on anything you do, because it's not just sports, right? Anything, it's so translatable into business and other endeavors like education, schoolwork, you know what I mean, in order to climb some mountain you're looking to climb.
I don't know if you're a big applications guy on your smartphone, but if you have a, you look at your smartphone, is there one app on it that you think everybody else needs to know about?
No, I do not have any of those apps that I think that were, you know, they're going to move the needle. Maybe Tonal, if anybody wants to get in there.
What's Tonal?
Tonal is a workout app that you, you have to purchase the training app. So sure. I think Tonal is one. I think you get workouts. If you buy the apparatus, you get the workouts in your home, but you can also do them without the equipment.
That's the first time that one's come up. So that's a good suggestion, especially if you're into fitness. When's the last time you got nervous about anything?
I would have to say, getting up and speaking in front of people. I think that's what
popular answer.
It's like number three in the world of the most feared things. So I think that's one of them. That's up there.
How about what's a question you get asked a lot that you're tired of answering?
Oh, do you miss playing? I think that's a natural for people to ask. And I think it's an easy way to break the ice. But, of course I miss, the opportunity to play, but there's also reality kicks in. You know what I mean? The body doesn't function the same way. So I'm kind of way past that conversation.
Our 10th and final question comes from Josh Bailey, who we spoke with last on the 10 questions sit down. And it's funny you bring that up as far as the question that you get asked a lot and you're tired of answering. His question was more, what do you miss most about playing?
Oh, I miss the competition. I miss the teamwork. I miss the the locker room, like everybody says. I miss the developing a game plan when you go to attack and then executing that to, when everybody does their job in those games and everything happens the way it's supposed to happen, and you make adjustments midpoint and those are successful too. I think that strategizing process and then execution of that. I think I miss that feeling of when you do something you're supposed to do on a consistent basis, but everybody on the team does their job, where you just know, like, you go into the game, you have the trust of your teammates that they're going to execute that night. And I think that feeling, you kind of chase it because you look for it in other industries that you participate in afterwards.
Yeah, very interesting answer. I like that a lot. I'm going to ask you to bridge our next interview. I'm not exactly sure who we're going to speak with yet. It's going to be someone inside the current New York Islanders locker room. Do you have any question I can pass along?
I want to know how they felt going into their first ever VO2 max fitness test that they ever done. Not the last one. Yeah. Just what is the fitness test that you absolutely dreaded, and how did you feel about that going into it? And then how did you feel coming out the other side?
Great question, great teaser and cliffhanger. We're going to find that out on our next episode and the next game. But Steve, this was a lot of fun. I appreciate all of your insight there.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.